Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen, babe, here's a real thing that's holding you back from attracting the financial abundance that you deserve. It is not about your ability to create wealth. It is not your background. It is not your story. It is not where you come from. It is not any of the reasons that you think are holding you back from seeing the numbers that you so desire in your bank account. It is your identity, your financial identity. Unless you can comfortably say, "I am a wildly wealthy woman," you will never become that wildly wealthy woman. Not because you don't deserve it, not because you're not worthy of it, not because you're not capable of it, but because you don't see the energy of wealth as the same energy as you. And the thing is, everything in this universe is made up of energy. Money is just a medium of exchange, transferring energy from one person to another. And not in the zero-sum way that most of us are conditioned to believe, where when one person receives more energy, another one loses that energy, but in a way that creates more for both, more for all. When one becomes unapologetic about her wealth, she empowers another. She gives permission to another. She allows another to rise with her. When one rises, all the others see it's possible for them too. By you transferring energy to me and me transferring energy to you, as we already are doing by this podcast listening exchange, we create more of it. We amplify it. We expand with the universe because the universe is limitless and keeps expanding, whether we are ready for it or not. With this expansion, it's so important to recognize that what we are not ready to claim as ours will never be ours. So in order to create more wealth in your life, you must become wealth. You must shift your identity to be a more empowering I am statement when it comes to money and success. What typically comes after I am for you? Is it empowering? Disempowering? Are you comfortable claiming I am a wildly wealthy woman? Are you confident stating I am a multimillionaire just for being my authentic self? Even if this may not be the case for you yet, it's important to claim this right now. Speak it into existence.
Match the vibration of wealth on an energetic level. Feel as if it's already true. Claim it as if it's already true. The only way to create more wealth in your life is to become it now. Don't wait. Otherwise, you'll be waiting a lifetime. And you don't want that, do you? So what comes after the words I am shows up in your reality? What are you ready to show up in your reality? What are you choosing to claim as part of your identity today? What follows I am for you?
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at ManifestationBabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.